Hello?
Oh, hey. Afternoon, Mr. Michael. How you doing? It's Andy here with Local Splash. Well, in regards to the first page campaign on Google, we spoke last night. How are you? How's your day going so far?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. Feels like a Monday, but we're almost halfway, right? So happy Tuesday. So almost.
Yeah.
And just wanted to suck her back. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have two questions. One second. Let me see. First thing, if we can do all those, the list of the area by zip code, it's possible, right?
100%, yeah. It's based on the mile radius, if you want to do zip codes, keywords, search term cities. Yes, sir, absolutely. And we don't expect you to know every zip code. You could just let us know the area, and we'll be able to look that up for you as far as how they're searching in that zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I already have the list, but yes.
All right.
Second thing, there is extra pay for the, you know, to start the process. I saw something on the web.
Good question. Yeah, normally there is a setup fee on top of the base pay to get it started. But today we're going to waive the setup fee, and your price is just $249 to get it locked in and started today. Mm-hmm.
I see. The 13, we do the Google Maps. So basically you need an address, and then they send me the, you know, some code, the Google, and then I send you guys the code and all these processes.
That is correct. Absolutely. You'll get a PIN verification in the mail with the Google postcard with the 6-7-digit code on it. And yes, sir, you give us a call back and we'll have that live and verified with your map listing.
Mm-hmm. I see. One moment. Right now I live in an apartment building. If I want, I don't know how you do it on the Google, but if I just, it's not a problem to put the address. I just don't want to put my unit number in there. Is that possible?
Of course. Oh, yeah. No, great question. Yeah, people hide their addresses all the time. You know, most people that live out of their, you know, home office or, you know, condos, apartments, they'll just have the city, state, and zip code, and you could hide the physical address so they don't know exactly where you live.
No, I don't have a problem with the address, again. Just I don't want the specific apartment.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. We could hide the apartment and just have the actual address on there if you want to display it online that you're there. Yes, sir. No problem.
Mm-hmm. I see. The Facebook advertising, how it works on Facebook, because normally I know it should cost way more, you know, if you're running like the Google Ads, what I have today, or the Facebook. So what are you exactly doing over there?
Good question. So Facebook ads, normally you're right, it's pretty expensive. It's a pay-per-click campaign. So that means whenever they click on the ad, it charges, right? So with our campaign, it's the complete opposite. You don't get charged per click. They're actually going to bill us, not you. So it's always just $249 month to month.
Okay, so but what is the difference between that one, what you're going to do, and the click? That's my question.
Ah, you're not getting charged per click with us. They're billing us, not you, with the click. So it's always that flat rate each and every month. So no click fee, no lead fee, just $249 is what you pay. Mm-hmm.
No, I understand what I'm paying. I'm not worried about what I'm paying. I'm worried about how it works over there, because if it's not the click one, if you get the percentage of the impression or how it works, or if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, so it's the same exact ad campaign. It's the same click campaign. What we do is with the $249, we take out $125 or $100 into the ad spend. So we put that directly into your click spend on your Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
Yeah, and we get a reduced rate. Yeah, and then we just manage, maintain, and maximize the clicks and look at analytics on how they're searching so you get the best return on investment with the advertising. Mm-hmm.
I see. And I'm asking if I'm going to have a link so I can see exactly if I'm getting the phone calls, where they came from, or how many phone calls they are.
Great, quick question. Yeah, so you have a dashboard. Yeah, very nice question. So you have a kind of a client dashboard. You could kind of log in. You could see the keywords, how many clicks you're getting, the new numbers that are contacting you with the first page listing. So absolutely, that's included. So you can monitor and then also make changes whenever you need to. So, yeah, you'll have a dashboard you could log into so you could track the results and clicks.
I see. And the last thing that I want to ask you is the name of the, you see there is other 60 websites. If you know a few websites that you can tell me, maybe I know them.
Oh, as far as your local area, as far as the people that are there, that are on Google right now?
No, you say there is 60, you guys do like the Google Maps.
Oh, 60 directories. Yeah, absolutely. I can name them. Yeah, apps. You get Apple Maps, Yellow Pages, Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, Kudzu. Yeah, just to name a few, all included. And if you already have some of those directories, we wouldn't duplicate them. We're just going to include all the other 65 sites.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, I got you.
That's basically what I want to ask. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, no, great questions. Absolutely. And no doubt you'll have a team of technicians and a technician team and a technician, let's just say, assigned. And, yeah, to help you create the profile, lock in the photos, any specifics you like for the advertising. But I mean, I'm sure since it's month to month, I'm sure it's fair to give us a shot so we can show you how good it works. Right, Michael?
What? You break up for a minute. Can you repeat what you say, the last thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I can. Absolutely. So I was just saying, with your campaign, you'll have a team of technicians and an assigned account management listing director, right? Kind of just managing, maintaining everything with you and also creating the profile. So we'll ask you for photos, what zip codes you want to be programmed at, and the promotions you want to run, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's on the campaign.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's my probably the link for the website also to put it, and then when they click, or if they see it not from the Google Maps, also from the Google Maps, and then they can go to the website that I had today, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to promote and link, host the website, and promote it on the first page. Yeah, once we build and create it with your campaign. Yes, sir.
I see. Okay, that's it basically. Just tell me what you want to tell.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, next thing to do here is just to lock in the campaign. We'll send over everything to you in writing, that it's month to month, no contracts. You're also going to get your terms sent to you while we're on the phone, where we kind of review everything that's included. And I mean, I'm sure since it's month to month, I'm sure it's fair to give us a shot so we can show you how good it works, right?
Yeah, yeah, we already spoke about it. You don't try to sell me again. It's okay. I'm inside.
No worries. That's perfect. And I'm just going to create the profile and verify the information here. And the name of the business and how you want it to appear on the first page, to have local cleaning services. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very nice. And then Google, they do allow just one primary number for the first page. Would you like to use the 323-202-0242 as a primary line of contact for new and potential business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then we'll send over a welcome email to you with everything in writing, your invoice. You're also going to get your terms and login credentials. So you have access to your dashboard and to track the campaign. For you, what's the best email address for you in the business?
The local cleaning services, what I gave you last time.
Got it. Local cleaning services, Inc. at gmail.com?
INC at gmail.com. Uh-huh.
Very nice. And then just to make sure you're verify your last name, it's Michael Lee. Is that correct?
Yeah, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-I.
Very nice. And then your first name is, I believe, you go by Michael. Is that your first name?
Michael is the middle, as I say. It's easier, but if you want to put it, it's S-C-H-A-C-H-A-R, Shahar.
Got it. Thank you. S-C-H-A-C-H-A-R. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Uh-huh.
Very nice. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have as far as business hours, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
8 till 7.
8 till 7. Awesome. And then I believe you're accepting check, cash, also Zelle as a form of payment as well?
Check, cash, Zelle, or Venmo.
Very nice. Awesome. And like I mentioned, if you ever want to make any changes, maybe adjust a photo, maybe you have an ad for free estimates, or you want to change something with the hours, right? Any adjustments or changes, they're all included for free with the listing, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the credit so we can lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we're going to read off a 90-second voice verification. And on this part, just outlines the service agreement, that it's month-to-month, there's no contracts, and it's just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Michael?
Sure. My question, if I want to speak with somebody somehow, anyway, again, I'm not trying to cancel or something, but if I have any question or something, can I call you, spoke with you, or with who I just spoke?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You have the number. And I'm also going to send over the customer support line. Most of the time, I'm usually on the phone kind of onboarding and helping people with questions. But, yeah, absolutely. If you ever have anything as far as regards to your campaign, it's the same exact number. The only difference is their extension is extension 1. So absolutely. And I'm going to send it to you right now so you get it in a text. But as soon as we lock in payment and get everything sent to the billing department, they're also going to send over another welcome email with the customer support line as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Absolutely. I'm going to generate that to you. And then I'm going to go ahead and apply.
Yes,
sir.
Question. All the keywords, if you need some pictures, I don't know, what do you need, if you need. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, if I want to give you, of course, the zip code, I don't have a problem to tell you.
Sure.
But if you need some, again, pictures or whatever you guys need, how are you going to do it?
Great question. Yeah, so that's actually the next step is we'll lock in the campaign. We'll open up the calendar for the technicians. And they're really nice, really smart, and that's where they gather the photos, gather the content for the advertising, the zip codes you want to cover with the Facebook, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly. So that's actually the next step after we lock in the campaign, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, yeah. And if you need photos or if you need to kind of revamp your logo, we do have high-quality photos in-house, and we also have a logo development department. So if that's something you're interested, we could definitely help you out with that, okay?
Well, I have a logo, also a few pictures, maybe some pictures, but I don't know, because the Google Maps don't need basically pictures, just the maps, and then they go direct to the website. For the Facebook, probably they need some pictures, it can look nicer.
Yeah, make it pop, exactly, no doubt. And I like the logo, I like the heart, it's really nice, I like the colors, it kind of sticks, and it's easy to remember, so great choice, absolutely. And let me go ahead and apply the credit here. And then perfect. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $249, Michael, would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
No, it's Visa.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
No, it's my name. Ignis Chicken.
Yes, sir. No problem.
One more.
No problem.
And can you send me the invoice also for the same email, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as soon as we process payment, within 1 to 2 minutes while we're on the phone, you're going to get the welcome text and the welcome email with the invoice and everything in writing. I'm actually going to stay on the phone with you so you get that in. We could open up together. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you need the numbers, the name, what first? Let me know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got the name and, the card number. Whenever you're ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
4815.
Okay.
8203.
Okay.
5905-3970.
Okay, 3970.
Yeah.
Got it. Expiration month and year?
11/27.
And a security code on the back of the card?
732.
732. Right. And the billing address for the office location, or the billing for the card, I should say, is it the same as the office, the 9350 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills?
9360, no.
Okay, and what's the new billing address for the Visa?
It's 2958.
Okay.
Kilon Way,
okay.
Yes, Hallon Way. You got it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Laguna Beach, 92651, the zip code.
92651. Very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what I'll do is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance. And is there an apartment or a suite number for that location? Or
no, it's the house.
Okay, awesome. 2958 Chillon. Chillon Way, right? That's correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Awesome. Awesome. So what I'll do is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so you can process the payment. Like I said, within 1 to 2 minutes while we're still on the phone, you're going to receive a welcome text, a welcome email, and also your invoice with everything in writing, everything we're including with the program, that it's month to month, no contracts. And then what I'm going to read off now is just a voice verification. So this is just to stay Google compliant and outlines the service agreement, the same thing that you're going to get in writing, so that it's month to month, $249. And I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read that off verbatim on the court recorded line, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so this is welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. So, perfect. It states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Local Cleaning Services.
Very nice. Thank you, sir. It says, please state your name and title within the business.
Hire me, Kelly. Chimney Service.
Very nice. Thank you, sir. And it says, are you the owner, co-owner? What's your title with the company?
Owner.
Perfect. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. So it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
So, awesome. And some of these questions are kind of rhetorical, but we just kind of have to read them off. So, absolutely. So, excuse me for some of these. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yeah, but what is the third side, you say?
Yeah, great question. So basically, if somebody calls you, like maybe offering something similar with maybe a directory or they want to list you on Facebook, right? Basically, just give us a call before you pay them and always be responsive to our phone calls just in case we need to update you about our advertising. But, just kind of be precautious just to make sure that you don't pay for something that you already have with us, if that makes sense.
No, I'm not going to go with something else if I have it, of course.
Of course, yeah. No worries. Like I said, some of these questions are kind of rhetorical, so you got to kind of – no worries. And, yeah, and the next one is kind of similar. So it's just going to say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And same thing, I mean, if you hear something about Facebook, Google, anything related to rebuilding, building and hosting a website, if you hear things that sound like us, just call us. That way you don't pay for the two things you already have with us, okay?
Gotcha.
And then last part, it says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is June 20th, 2023, and the discounted amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 20th, and the same discounted amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to cancel or discontinue the program. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand, but there is some other terms that I don't know.
No, those are the terms. That's the exact terms. Yeah, so your payment is, due initial charge today, which is the 20th at just $249. Absolutely. Second payment will be due on the 20th, the same price, just $249. And if you ever want to discontinue or cancel, just call us 3 days before the 20th if you ever want to cancel or pause your program in the future.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Very nice. And I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign for you, Michael. And, next thing we'll do here is just lock in your client interview with the technician. And what they're going to cover is keywords, areas you want to target, all the specifics for the listing. We're also going to rebuild the site, lock it in with the keywords and promote it on the first page. And I'm going to go ahead and open up their calendar, check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule, so we could put you in for that technician call, okay? And let me go ahead and do that now. But it looks like I do have an open slot. Tomorrow. Looks like tomorrow morning at around this time, in between 9 and 10 in the morning. Would that be a good time to call you for that technician phone call?
Yeah, tomorrow should work. Let me see. One moment.
Of course.
Nine to 11. Can you do it around 11?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have 11 open. Yeah, between 11 and 12. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, awesome. And they're really nice, really smart. Of course, if you have those zip codes, that'll work perfect. I mean, but you don't need to. Of course, they could always look at analytics on how they're searching in those zip codes. So you always get the maximum results and the maximum programming, okay? And perfect. Let me go ahead and put you in for that time slot. And then you're also going to get a security question, Michael. So as you start expanding or growing as a business and say you want somebody to call in and make a change, we like to just ask a security question because we want to protect your first page listing at all costs. It's also a way of knowing that you're talking with us. And as far as the security question options, we do have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your listing?
My mother's name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Crystal. It's K-R-I-S-T-E-L. S-T, sorry, not K.
Got it. Crystal, okay. Awesome. K-R-I-S-T-E-L, is that correct?
Yeah, with C.
With C, okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and put it in. Yeah, so just in case you have somebody call in or maybe you have a partner or later on you have a certain division, just make sure they know the answer to your security question or else they won't have access to make any changes for your first page listing, okay?
Got you. Just to make sure you write it correct, it's C-R-I-S-T-E-L, right?
Yep. C as in cat. R-I-S-T-E-L. Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. Great.
Very nice. Thank you, sir. And perfect. And then another thing you should be getting, I just want to make sure that they're landing and corresponding, is the welcome text and the welcome email with the invoice and everything in writing. Usually the text message, it'll land the fastest. But it just says, Shashar, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent everything in writing to your email. And it has a link that says, click here to view and accept the subscription terms.
Got you. Just the name, because I got a message, S-H-A-H-S-H-A-R. S-C-H-A-C-H-A-R.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Let me go ahead and fix that. So, S-H-C-H?
One second. S-C-H-A-C-H-A-R.
Got it.
It's wrote differently, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fix that on my end, so no worries. And, once you click on the link, let me know. It'll have just everything in writing. It has the pricing, every service, and outlines that it's a locked-in payment. It's not a promo price for a month, so it's always going to be $249 for your month-to-month, okay?
Gotcha.
Awesome. And I'm also putting here that – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, continue. It's okay.
I was just going to say, I'm also putting here that you prefer Michael, right? Whenever we call, that's kind of what you go by.
Yeah, but I'm using Michael. Sure.
Yeah, that'll work. That worked perfect. And, we'll put you in for that time slot. And, again, it usually takes about, block out an hour, but it only takes about 15, 25 minutes at the max, 30. It shouldn't take up too much of your time, depending on the question. But it is a really important phone call to get the programming done and created, okay?
Yeah, you mean the tomorrow phone call?
Tomorrow, yes, sir. In between 11 and 12.
Yeah, I don't have to do something else, right?
No, other than that, you're all squared away. I'm going to send over an example of the dashboard. I know you're kind of interested in how you could track and view the results, right? So I'm going to just send over an example.
What's going on, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I love that, too. I'm a real analytical person, so you can see graph charts, and you can see how many clicks you're getting. And a nice thing about it, you're also going to start generating Google reviews and five-star ratings. So you don't have to go in and see what they're writing. You just kind of go in your dashboard, and you can kind of track what they're putting next to your name. You can track how many clicks you're getting. So just a reporting dashboard. It gives you reports.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, I mean, welcome to the team. If you have any questions, feel free to call us. It'll be me and the technician that's going to call you tomorrow, and we get everything created with your campaign. And, also, if you have any questions, we'll be able to address them tomorrow as well, okay?
Sure. Just remember your name again. Say it's Eddie.
Andy. Andy. A-N-D-Y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Andy. I'm sorry, Andy.
Okay. No worries. My middle name is Eddie, so I didn't take offense to it at all. So some people call me Eddie, my family. So it's Eduardo, but, Eddie's short. So, yeah. No worries.
It's
really close anyways.
Last thing, Andy. The address that I, the Google Maps and all this information, is this what I'm going to tell to the guys tomorrow, right?
Oh, that is correct. I could take it down now if you want and kind of have it ready for them. If you have a specific address that you want that sent to you, did you want to, want me to take it down right now so it's ready?
Yeah, you can take it. It's 348.
Okay.
Hauser Boulevard, Los Angeles. Zip code is 936.
Okay. 348 Hauser Boulevard, LA 936 zip code. I'm going to go ahead and submit that now. And awesome. And then you're able to receive physical mail at this address, right?
Yes, but again, my apartment number, if you need it, it's 117 for the mailing.
But that's perfect.
I just don't want to show the unit number, as they say on the, on the online, just the main address.
Of course. Yeah, I will have it noted and ready from, so that's perfect. You gave me the apartment. So that's exactly where we're going to send it to, is that that mailbox. And And they're actually going to walk me through the steps. I'm going to kind of update your profile right now so they have that updated billing. And also the different address, which is the Hauser Boulevard. And perfect. Yeah, we'll get it mailed to you. And also, we'll go ahead and call you tomorrow to kind of get everything squared away with the programming. If you have photos or anything specific that you want, just have those ready. And we could also kind of take them off your Yelp, or if you need some of ours, just let us know. We could definitely use some of ours if we need to, okay?
Got you.
Awesome. Welcome to the team. I know you're going to love it, but, just be responsive here tomorrow. But other than that, have a great rest of the day, and thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Thank you, Eddie.
You got it, sir. Have a great day. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Bye-bye.